Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Luftraum, der Luftfahrt-Podcast. Heute nehme ich euch mit in die Welt von AirPartner. Die AirPartner Group ist einer der weltweit führenden Anbieter von Luftfahrtdienstleistungen. Das Unternehmen bietet unter anderem Flugzeugcharter. Ihr erfahrt in dieser Folge unter anderem, wie teuer es ist, einen kompletten A320 von Deutschland nach Spanien zu mieten.
Luftraum, der Podcast von Aero Telegraph mit Christopher Scheffelmeier.
Willkommen und schön, dass ihr dabei seid. Seit mehr als 60 Jahren bietet AirPartner maßgeschneiderte Fluglösungen an. In der ganzen AirPartner Group arbeiten weltweit 2000 Menschen und pro Jahr wickelt die Gruppe etwa 15.000 Flüge ab. Privatjets sind da nur ein Teil des Angebots. Das alles besprochen habe ich mit Clive Chalmers. Er ist der Senior Vice President Group Charter UK and Rest of World. Er war in London, ich in Hamburg und zuerst hat Clive mir erzählt, was genau AirPartner macht.
So, well, firstly, thank you for the opportunity to be part of this. Really looking forward to having this discussion with you. So, starting with the private jet product. Private jets we define as anything between one passenger up to 19 passengers. So small aircraft, business jets, executive turboprops, and also helicopters as well. We act as a consultant for our customers. So the consult, we don't actually own or operate any aircraft ourselves as AirPartner. Customers come to us and we use our expertise to go out and find the right aircraft for the requirement of the customer. So that covers PJ, private jets, 1 to 19 passengers. Then we have the group charter product. So the group charter product is anything from 20 passengers and above. So they are groups, whether it be a small group, an incentive group, right through to, you know, large groups of, you know, football supporters or, you know, a company event taking place, large scale movements of passengers for specialist tour operators and that sort of thing. So that covers the group charter market. And then we also have a cargo product as well. And that's basically moving anything from a small component for an aircraft or an operator right through to outsize cargo items such as, you know, aircraft engines we've moved on a regular basis, outsized military cargo as well. It's something that we're used to handling. So anything from, you know, a tiny time sensitive part right through to as big a thing as you can get onto a dedicated freighter aircraft.
Ihr habt's gehört, beim Produkt Privatjets geht's los. Das ist alles zwischen einem und 19 Passagieren, also kleine Geschäftsflugzeuge, Turboprop-Flugzeuge und auch Hubschrauber. AirPartner besitzt oder betreibt selbst keine Flugzeuge. Die Kunden kommen zu Ihnen und Sie nutzen deren Fachwissen, um das richtige Flugzeug für die Anforderungen des Kunden zu finden. Dann bieten Sie auch das Gruppencharter-Produkt an. Das umfasst alles ab 20 Passagieren. Das sind also Gruppen, sei es kleine Gruppen, eine Incentive-Gruppe bis hin zu großen Gruppen von Fußballfans oder auch einer Firmenveranstaltung, groß angelegten Passagiertransporten für spezialisierte Reiseveranstalter und Ähnlichem. Und dann hat AirPartner auch noch ein Frachtprodukt. Dabei transportiert sie im Grunde alles von kleinen Bauteilen für Flugzeuge bis hin zu übergroßen Frachtgütern wie beispielsweise Flugzeugtriebwerken. Und sie transportieren auch regelmäßig Militärfracht. Dann wollte ich von Clive wissen, wie schnell sie Kunden mit einem passenden Privatjet versorgen können.
The main driver with our speed is actually the permits and the time it takes to get the permissions to operate the flights that we want to operate. So, you know, we can have an aircraft in theory airborne, and we have done within 2 hours. So 2 hours from phone call to wheels up, you know, 2 hours is a time frame that we're used to operating to. A lot of our requests are last minute. You know, it's driven by, you know, a scheduled flight cancellation, or, you know, an urgent need to get somewhere quickly. And, Chartering a private jet allows you to do that and react quickly and get to the place that you want to go to as fast as you possibly can. On the private jet side, we have three different ways of operating and ways that customers can buy from us. Firstly, there's a pay-as-you-go. We call it an ad hoc requirement. So customers just sign a contract for each flight and pay for each flight as they go. The second product we have is a jet card product, and that's a fixed pricing model with fixed contract terms as well. So what happens there is a customer would put down a deposit for a certain amount of hours at a fixed price, and then it becomes incumbent on Air Partner to then go out and buy aircraft from the open market to fulfill those flights. And then we have like a charter management program, which is a bit of a blend of the two, whereby customers may want to may not want to sign a contract for each and every flight, but they want to put money on an account, and they know that their terms that they're going to be operating by for each flight is the same regardless of who the operator is. So there are three different ways of working on the private jet side. And yes, speed is always at the essence. We work, to hours and days in terms of lead time, as opposed to, weeks and months.
Ein detaillierter Einblick in den Bereich Privatjet. Drei verschiedene Bezahlmodelle gibt es da, die Clive mal erklärt hat. Dann hat er erzählt, welche Ziele die wichtigsten sind. Es sind Urlaubsziele für vermögende Privatpersonen wie zum Beispiel Ibiza, Mykonos oder auch Malaga.
Our most popular destinations on the private jet side tend to be like the leisure destinations for high net worth individuals going away on holiday. So Ibiza, we operate a lot to Mykonos, Cannes, Malaga. All those, typically sunny destinations, and summer being our busiest period, which is what we're in the middle of right now. Those kind of destinations, are as popular with our clients as they would be with, your general public going away on their holidays as well.
Der Markt hat sich seit der Pandemie für Air Partner ganz schön verändert. Clive begründet das so: Als Corona ausbrach, gab es viel Unsicherheit, denn die großen Airlines haben ihre Flugpläne zusammengestrichen, und so entstand eine höhere Nachfrage nach Privatjets und Gruppencharterflügen.
It's changed quite a lot, certainly since COVID. When COVID hit, there was a lot of uncertainty, but what it also did was create opportunity as well, because the scheduled airlines were pulling back their schedules, the frequencies were dropping off, so it did create a bit of a demand for both private jet and group charter aircraft. So there was a bit of a spike after the COVID situation. In the last couple of years, it's settled down to a bit more normality, I would say. But you still get those customers that, once you've chartered once and you've seen the flexibility and the privacy that gives you, those customers are still returning. All right, they might not be doing, four trips a year or five trips a year. They might be doing two or three. But once you've chartered once, it's a well-trodden path, and customers do return.
Also nach Corona hat sich dann alles wieder eingependelt. Aber Clive sagt, wer einmal auf diese besondere Art und Weise geflogen ist, der will darauf nicht verzichten müssen. Ich wollte wissen, welche Rolle Russlands Angriffskrieg auf die Ukraine für Air Partner bedeutet. Die Auswirkungen sind gering, denn man konzentriert sich eher auf die Märkte, wo das Unternehmen auch Niederlassungen hat. Wo die sind, da sprechen wir auch noch drüber.
The Russian market wasn't a big area of focus for Air Partner. We tend to concentrate on the areas where we have our offices. So it wasn't a big market for us. It's very specialist, very niche. So it didn't really affect us. There's obviously operational effects, such as increasing in fuel price, lack of overflight permits, and having to change routings, etc. to avoid that area. But it's all something that we've sort of taken in our stride, and we've managed, and it hasn't really had a massive effect on us, I would say.
Also da geht es eher Partner wie den großen europäischen Airlines. Zu einigen Zielen müssen Umwege geflogen werden. Dann wollte ich wissen, was die größten Herausforderungen in dem Geschäft sind. Ist es die Suche nach dem richtigen Flugzeug oder die Beschaffung von Slots an Flughäfen?
So yeah, it's a mixture of both really. For me, availability of aircraft in the right spot at the right price. You know, customers are price sensitive, and there's not always aircraft available exactly where you want them. You often have to position them in from elsewhere, and of course that adds to the cost. And especially as well with short lead times, you know, it's a fluid market. So, you know, the availability is either there or it's not. And if it's not, then you have to look further afield. And that, of course, pushes the price up. So there's the availability side of it, which is a challenge and can be a challenge. Managing client expectations, especially, you know, in the event of a technical situation. You know, these aircraft are, you know, they're machines, they're technical pieces of equipment. They do occasionally break down. So, you know, using a broker gives the customer a lot more flexibility, because with a scheduled airline, they just cancel the flight if they need to. Whereas with a charter, it's incumbent on us, it's incumbent on the operator to find a solution and ensure that the flight takes place. So, there is the managing the technical situations is always a challenge. So they would be our main points, the availability and tech situations.
Er sagt, die Verfügbarkeit von Flugzeugen und technische Probleme, die mal auftreten können, sind die größten Herausforderungen. Denn wenn der Kunde einen Flug zu einer bestimmten Zeit bucht, dann ist es die Aufgabe von Air Partner, das Flugzeug dann auch zu besorgen. Und klar, je kurzfristiger die Anfrage, desto teurer der Preis. Diskretion ist super wichtig in dem Geschäft. Was aber bekannt ist, Air Partner hat mal für das britische Königshaus gearbeitet und Charterflugzeuge zur Verfügung gestellt.
Yeah, so we had a royal warrant up until 2013, I believe it was. And yeah, that included, you know, supplying aircraft charter to the royal household. So yeah, so we have experience of, you know, real high-end VIP passengers. And everything in between.
Dann haben wir über den Bereich Group Charter gesprochen, der Bereich für alles ab 20 Passagieren. Da können dann Regierungen die Kunden sein oder klassisch Sportmannschaften, die nicht nur Inlandsflüge buchen, sondern auch internationale Verbindungen.
Group Charter requests that we look after are anything from 20 passengers and above. The typical industries that we service on the charter side, government, we do a lot of government work for the governments where we have offices. We do a lot of sports teams. That's anything from rugby, football, obviously, through to ice hockey, basketball, any need really. You know, a lot of these teams need to fulfill fixtures, not just domestically, but internationally as well. And so we provide aircraft to sports teams to facilitate that. We also do a lot of work with travel management companies, corporate companies that are putting on or that have to arrange a shuttle for factory workers moving between factories, and you know they want the certainty of a you know corporate shuttle as opposed to a scheduled service. We work a lot in the oil and gas industry, moving personnel around both, you know, routinely and also as well into the more sensitive areas of the world where, you know, it's you know, scheduled services perhaps aren't as frequent or available. So we do a lot of work in the oil and gas industry to move workers around. And we work in the music and entertainment business as well. So anything from TV, film, music, you know, whether that be the artists, whether it be the cargo that goes with the artist, whether it be the back room, the back end of the music tour. We do all of that from in the entertainment side.
Also Sportler werden geflogen, aber auch Mitarbeiter aus der Öl- und Gasindustrie und auch Musiker. Dann hat Clive mir erzählt, was Air Partner aus seiner Sicht besser macht als andere Unternehmen. Erfahrung ist das Zauberwort.
Well, for me, the biggest thing, you know, and the thing that I like to promote to our customers is our longevity. We've been in business for nearly 70 years. We know what we're doing. We have an immense amount of expertise within the organization. And, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of moving parts and, you know, you're having to rely on relationships with operators to be able to fulfill these tasks, you know, your expertise, your knowledge is so important. And to be able to, you know, not just say that you can do it, but demonstrate that you have examples and you have customers within the industry that have relied on you in the past and that, you know, do rely on you to deliver charters, you know, both, you know, effectively, cost effectively, robustly, you know, and, you know, with the backup and the 24-hour ops coverage that we have in place, you know, it demonstrates to our customers that, you know, we do know what we're doing, you know, we can be relied upon, we have got resources, you know, to put things right if they go wrong. And, you know, we can help navigate around those, you know, those challenges that come up. You mentioned it earlier, you know, slots is a big thing at airports. It's not just slots though, it's also aircraft parking. You know, if you've got a, you know, customer going into, you know, a sports team going into a certain airport for to play a fixture and you need to leave the aircraft overnight, you know, it's arranging parking with those airports and those handling agents to be able to, you know, ensure that the aircraft doesn't disappear off somewhere else. And, you know, you're adding an extra, you know, couple of sectors into the whole project. So yeah, expertise, knowledge is a really big thing for us. And we're lucky to have such a great team of people that are doing this on a day in, day out basis.
Kann man sich ja vorstellen, dass es hilft, wenn man viele Jahre im Geschäft ist. Gerade an Flughäfen ist es nicht so easy, die Parkposition und die Prozesse dann zu bekommen, wenn man sie braucht. Dann wollte ich mal wissen, mit wem Air Partner so zusammenarbeitet. Auf der Homepage, da habe ich gesehen, dass man eine ATR 72 aus Dänemark buchen kann von Air Alsi. Kleiner Hinweis, mit denen bin ich auch schon mal geflogen. Von Sonderborg nach Kopenhagen im Cockpit. Ein sehr kurzer Linienflug. Die Folge ist für euch natürlich noch online. Den Link packe ich euch mal rein in die Shownotes. Reinhören lohnt sich da. Aber jetzt erzählt uns Clive von Air Partner, mit wem sie alles zusammenarbeiten, und das sind eine ganze Menge. Es waren in den vergangenen Jahren mehr als 900 Fluggesellschaften.
Yeah. So, you know, look, we, you know, being independent and being a broker, we have access to the whole market of available aircraft. Just to give some stats, in the last 3 years, we've worked with a total of just over 900 different airlines across the world throughout all of our products and 334 different aircraft types. So, you know, our breadth is huge. You know, we work with, you know, we work with both charter operators that have dedicated charter capacity, right through to the scheduled airlines that are looking for charter just to top up and fill in gaps in their schedule where they have availability to be able to do and perform additional charter flights to top up their, you know, their core business of scheduled flying. So you name an airline, we'd probably work with them.
Das finde ich ganz spannend. Charterfluggesellschaften sind Partner, aber auch klassische Linienfluggesellschaften, die Flugzeuge zur Verfügung haben, die im Flugplan gerade nicht gebraucht werden. Und es sind nicht nur A320 oder Boeing 737, die vermietet werden. Es geht auch eine ganze Nummer größer.
We've chartered the A380 for a sports team. We've got, like I say, we've got access to, you know, every aircraft in the market. So we do everything from, you know, like I say, small helicopters right up to the A380, which we've chartered on behalf of a couple of customers. And also on the freight side, you know, there's the big outsize, you know, freighter aircraft as well, such as the Antonov 124 that we've chartered. So, you know, look, we've got access to every aircraft that's available in the charter market.
Also vom A380 bis zum Hubschrauber, alles geht. Auch große Frachtflugzeuge wie die Antonov kann Air Partner klar machen. Und dann wollte ich mal einen Preis wissen. Zum Beispiel eine Fußballmannschaft muss in 4 Wochen von München nach Madrid. Was kostet der Spaß?
So, something like that, if you're doing a one-night stop, you're looking at around, you know, 90 to 100,000 euros. Or something like an A320 or a 737, you know, in that kind of, you know, 170 to 190 seat market. That's going to be Your rough price.
Und dann schauen wir jetzt auf das dritte Segment von Air Partner, den Cargo-Bereich. Ich wollte wissen, was Sie besser machen als DHL oder Lufthansa Cargo.
That's a good question. DHL and Lufthansa are actually suppliers of ours, so we do work with them. In terms of where we differ, you know, the DHL network and the Lufthansa network and the destinations that they operate to is published. So, you know, they only operate to those destinations with their partner. We can operate anywhere in the world. So, you know, if you have a piece of cargo that, you know, doesn't fit on the DHL or Lufthansa network, whether that be in terms of destinations or whether it be in terms of size of cargo or also the speed that you need to move this cargo, that's where Air Partner comes in. You know, we deal with, you know, time sensitive, time critical movements. And because we're a broker, because we're independent, we have access to every, you know, airline and aircraft. We're not fixed to one particular operator or one particular, you know, route or lane to move cargo around on behalf of our customers.
Also Air Partner kommt dann zum Einsatz, wenn es sehr schnell gehen muss oder eine Fracht zu einem Ort muss, wo eine klassische Cargo Airline nicht hinfliegt. Und Air Partner befördert alles, große Dinge, kleine Dinge. Sie arbeitet zum Beispiel viel mit Airlines zusammen. Wenn ein Flugzeug am Boden steht, weil ein Ersatzteil benötigt wird, dann geht's los.
We do a lot of work for airlines. So we do a lot of what we call AOG movements. So airlines that have got aircraft grounded because of a technical problem. Obviously, all the time the aircraft's on the ground, it increases the cost to the airlines. They need to often move parts very quickly to fix these aircraft. So, you know, we're involved working with these airlines to move these parts around the world. And we work with them on a consultative basis to, you know, discuss with them what the best way is of doing that. So, you know, it could be anything from a full charter right down to, you know, an onboard courier where we'll send someone to go and collect the part from the factory, you know, take it to the aircraft, you know, accompany that part and deliver it at destination, you know, often to either a hangar or an airport where an aircraft is waiting for the part to be received. So it does, the majority of it would be like the smaller items, but it's time sensitive. So, you know, it's quick response, quick move. And yeah, that's kind of our day-to-day bread and butter business.
Air Partner hat Niederlassungen in London, Paris, Dubai, New York und Köln. Alle sind eng miteinander vernetzt und es ist natürlich praktisch, wenn es Mitarbeiter in jeder Zeitzone gibt und Leute, die sich vor Ort auskennen.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're a 24-hour business and whilst we do have an office-based 24-hour operation center at headquarters, you know, we also need the, you know, the local expertise of people in their local markets to be able to help, you know, find aircraft, you know, the right aircraft for the job. So yeah, absolutely, having the global coverage, you know, is a big thing for us. It definitely, you know, opens us up to opportunities in those markets.
Und auch für Clive gibt es am Ende natürlich die Frage der Fragen.
Das Lieblingsflugzeug.
Clive ist Luftfahrtfan und hatte sofort eine Antwort.
I love these questions because I'm a massive aviation geek. So yeah, my favorite aircraft personally is the Boeing 757. Really versatile, really powerful aeroplane. You know, you can configure it for high density, all economy. You can configure it for business class and economy, but also full business class as well. It's such a versatile aeroplane. And it's an aircraft that I've loved traveling on over the years. There's not that many of them left, especially over here in Europe. So it's interesting to see what Boeing's going to do to plug that gap, because I don't think they've really, you know, directly replaced the 757. I think the Airbus 321 LR is probably its closest competitor, which is, you know, that's a really good aircraft as well. But, you know, I'm a Boeing man and yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they react to the market with the 757 replacement. It'll be interesting to see.
Die Boeing 757 ist das Lieblingsflugzeug von Clive Calmers, dem Senior Vice President Group Charter UK and Rest of World bei Air Partner. Ich hoffe, das war für euch ein spannender Einblick in diesen Bereich der Luftfahrt. Und jetzt wisst ihr, wenn ihr mal 100.000 Euro übrig habt, dann könnt ihr euch einfach ein A320 von München nach Madrid mieten. Ist doch auch gut zu wissen, oder? Danke fürs Zuhören auf jeden Fall. Wir hören uns bald wieder und bis dahin bekommt ihr die Geschichten und Nachrichten aus der Luftfahrt per Klick unter aerotelegraph.com. Bis bald.
Luftraum, der Podcast von Aero Telegraph.